Security Center, Senate Building, Coruscant.
Shackled hand and foot, clad in prisoner's grays, her red hair a disarrayed mess, Saha moved as fast as her leg restraints would let her between two GA security guards, who insisted on walking just a bit faster than she could manage. Once inside the interrogation chamber, they pushed her down, not gently, into one of the two chairs at the table, then left. Saha blew out a sigh and turned after them.
I miss you already!
Then she turned to look up at the individual who stood, his back to her, on the other side of the table. He wore a crisply pressed Galactic Security Officer's uniform. She realized who he was a split second before he turned around. Her heart sank.
Oh, Stang.
It was Lieutenant Javon Thules. His face impassive, he seated himself opposite her.
Saha, Dorvald.
My real name, you know that now. You shouldn't be here.
I can't do my career any more harm. My career ended the instant you obliged me to take you out.
She offered him an expression of apology and sympathy. There was no deceit in it.
I didn't mean for that to happen. I'm so sorry.
Why did you do it?
Well, I was playing a role, and it seemed consistent with the behavior of the person I was supposed to be. And the old saying about men in uniform being especially handsome is true.
He closed his eyes in a pained expression.
No. Why did you poison the Moff and the General, and try to poison all those others?
He opened his eyes again. His look suggested he really was trying to understand.
Don't be silly. Of course I didn't do that.
You were the only one with access to the poisoned men into the Senate building.
Saha's jaw dropped for a moment.
Are you crazy? Of course I wasn't. On the same shuttle were Wynn Dorvin and all their aides.
None of whom had a motive to do it.
Neither did I.
Yet they were poisoned.
When?
Now it was his turn to look confused.
What?
When were they poisoned? Not on my shuttle. Maybe aboard Errant Venture by political enemies. Except that wouldn't account for the same poison showing up in this building. So it had to be after they got here. Look, I have nothing to give you that you haven't already gotten from my earlier non-confessions.
I haven't seen those recordings.
Sure you have. Your superiors would have shown you at least a condensed version before sending you in here so you could guilt a confession from me.
He shook his head.
I'm not here on anyone's behalf but my own.
I cashed in some favors to get a few minutes with you.
I've already tendered my resignation from the GAS. As soon as it's processed, I'll be thrown out of the building, never to return.
Oh.
She slumped back in her chair.
I'm sorry.
So what were you doing, masquerading as a shuttle pilot?
Can't say. I'm sure it will all come out at my trial.